For Little Friends, Easter, a wordless story for you to tell. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 13. We have a series of paintings by well-known artists. The first painting is one of Mary, Joseph, and the newborn baby Jesus in the manger. The second picture is of Jesus as a young boy confounding the learned men in the temple. The third picture, John the Baptist is baptizing Jesus Christ. The fourth picture, Jesus is speaking to people seated around him at his feet. The next picture, Jesus is healing a blind man. The next picture is of Jesus riding through the arch into Jerusalem with happy children waving palm leaves in front of him. The next picture is of the Last Supper. Then we have a picture of Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. The next picture is Jesus hanging on the cross as he is being crucified. The next picture, Jesus is talking to Mary Magdalene. She is kneeling before him, and he tells her, "Touch me not." And the final picture, Joseph Smith in the sacred grove, putting his arm in front of his eyes because of the blinding brilliance of glory that is appearing before him. Egg Carton Pets by Lois J. Szymanski. To make cute puppies, kittens, bunnies, chicks, or other little animals, you will need scissors, a foam plastic egg carton, other kinds will work too, but these are easiest to cut, markers or paint, glue and decorations, optional bits of ribbon, lace, construction paper, and buttons. Have someone help you do this. 1. Cut the top off the egg carton and set it aside to use later. 2. Turn the bottom of the carton upside down. The humps are the heads of your pets. 3. Cut ears, if you need them, out of the egg carton top. Ask an older person to make slits for the ears in the humps. Then you put the ears into the slits. 4. Use the markers or paints to draw faces for your pets. 5. Glue on decorations. Now this is optional. Good Books for Little Friends. As the Crow Flies by Gail Hartman. This book for young children is not at all technical. First are shown things an eagle, a rabbit, a crow, a horse, and a gull might see as each moves around during a day. Then each place is reviewed by moonlight, ending with a big illustration of all the places to help children learn about maps. Very well done, with appealing art. Emily and Alice by Joyce Champion. When Alice moved next door to Emily, they decided to be best friends, and they were. But it wasn't always easy. New Shoes for Sylvia by Johanna Hurwitz. Once far away in another America, a package arrived at the post office. Among the presents for the family from Tia, Aunt Rosita, was a pair of beautiful red shoes for Sylvia. How she loved them, but they were too big. Duncan's Treehouse by Amanda Vesey. Duncan's father was a builder. The treehouse he made for Duncan had everything, a bed, rug, table and chair, bookcase, box for storing things, even a set of dishes. When Duncan decided to spend the night in it, he had an adventure. Duncan and the Bird, also by Amanda Vesey. When the giant pink egg with blue polka dots that Duncan found on his bed in his treehouse hatched, the bird inside, it would eat only cake. Great silly fun. Splash, a poem by Janet R. Balmforth. The rain made some puddles and holes in our street. Just special for me to go splash with both feet. My shoes and my socks are all soggy and wet. And so are my pants. Oh, I know Mom will fret. But rain drops those puddles for kids everywhere to run in and splash in. That's why they are there. April Fool's Dessert by Lee Hill Nelson. 1. Slice of pound cake for each family member, whipped topping, enough to completely cover each cake slice. 1/2 canned peach or apricot for each family member. Instructions: 1. place each cake slice on a separate plate. 2. Cover the cake slices, completely hiding them with the whipped topping. 3. Place half a peach or apricot, cut side down, in the middle of each cake slice. Now, serve the fried egg desserts. End of For Little Friends.